请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Title: Colors and Shapes.
标题：颜色和形状。
Description: Lisa discovers the colors in her new coloring book. Together with her friend, the dot, she learns the names of colors and shapes.
描述：丽莎在她的新画册中发现了颜色，和她的朋友点一起，她学习颜色和形状的名字。
Lisa sees red.
丽莎看到红色。
Dot says, "This is red."
点说，这是红色。
Lisa sees blue.
丽莎看到蓝色。
Dot says, "This is blue."
点说，这是蓝色。
Lisa sees a square.
丽莎看到一个方形。
Dot says, "This is a square."
点说，这是一个方形。
Lisa sees a circle.
丽莎看到一个圆形。
Dot says, "This is a circle."
点说，这是一个圆形。
Lisa sees yellow.
丽莎看到黄色。
Dot says, "This is yellow."
点说，这是黄色。
Lisa sees a triangle.
丽莎看到一个三角形。
Dot says, "This is a triangle."
点说，这是一个三角形。
Lisa's book is full of colors.
丽莎的画册充满了颜色。
Lisa feels happy.
丽莎感到快乐。
Sport and fitness.
体育与健身。
Max wants to get fit and starts with different sports. He tries tennis, swimming, and running, and tells his friends about his experiences.
马克思想要变得健康，并开始接触各种运动。他尝试了网球、游泳和跑步，并与他的朋友分享他的经历。
One day, Max decides to go running.
一天，马克思决定去跑步。
At first, he feels very tired.
他一开始觉得很累。
But he keeps going.
但他继续坚持。
Slowly, he feels more energetic.
慢慢地，他感到更有活力。
After the run, he feels happy.
跑步结束后，他感到很高兴。
The next day, Max goes swimming.
第二天，马克思去游泳。
He likes swimming a lot.
他非常喜欢游泳。
The water refreshes him.
水让他感到清爽。
After swimming, Max talks with his friends about his progress.
游泳后，马克思和他的朋友谈论他的进步。
His friends are proud of him.
他的朋友为他感到骄傲。
The following weekend, Max tries tennis.
接下来的周末，马克思尝试网球。
Tennis is a bit difficult for him.
网球对他来说有点困难。
But he finds it fun.
但是他觉得很有趣。
He continues to practice tennis.
他继续练习网球。
Every time he gets better.
每次他都做得更好。
Max is very happy.
马克思非常开心。
He knows working hard is good.
他知道努力工作有好处。
Clothing and fashion.
服装和时尚。
Anna has an important interview and stands in front of her wardrobe.
安娜有一个重要的面试，站在她的衣橱前。
She is thinking about which outfit is best for the meeting.
她在思考哪一套衣服最适合这个约会。
Housework.
家务。
Jonas plans his weekly cleaning routine.He makes a list of tasks and describes which household appliances and cleaning products he uses.
Jonas 计划他的每周大扫除。他列出了一份任务清单，并描述了他使用的家用电器和清洁用品。
He starts by dusting the furniture.
他从擦拭家具开始。
Then Jonas sweeps the floors.
然后 Jonas 打扫地板。
He uses a vacuum cleaner to keep them spotless.
他使用真空吸尘器让他们保持干净。
Next, he begins cleaning the kitchen.
隔壁房间开始对厨房的清洁。
He scrubs the sink with strong chemicals.
他用活性化学品擦洗水槽。
The oven and stove get the same treatment.
烤箱和炉具享受同样的洗礼。
Later in the bathroom, he replaces old towels.
稍后在浴室里，他更换了旧毛巾。
Jonas wipes the mirror with glass cleaner.
乔纳斯用玻璃清洁剂擦镜子。
Finally, he folds a basket of clean laundry.
最后，他折叠了一筐干净的衣物。
After all the effort, he is happy the work is done.
经过这么多努力，他很高兴工作终于完成了。
Sophie discusses with her roommate about an efficient housework routine.
索菲与她的室友讨论有效的家务计划。
She analyzes various tips and methods to make housework faster and more effective.
她分析了各种提示和方法，使家务更加快捷高效。
Title: Meeting Friends.
标题：朋友会面。
Description: Paul organizes a reunion with old school friends. He invites them, discusses the venue, and crafts detailed plans to make the evening unforgettable.
描述：保罗组织了一次与老同学的聚会。他邀请他们，讨论了活动地点，并详细计划以确保这个夜晚难忘。
After years apart, everyone was electrified with excitement.
多年不见，大家都很激动。
The reunion was held at a vintage restaurant that evoked nostalgia among all.
聚会在一家老式餐馆举行，勾起了大家的怀旧之情。
They shared anecdotes and amusing incidents from those years.
他们分享了那些年里发生的趣闻日事。
The table was filled with laughter and joyful memories.
餐桌上充满了笑声和快乐的回忆。
Paul prepared a special speech to thank everyone for their presence.
保罗准备了一个特别演讲，感谢大家的出席。
His words moved everyone present.
他的讲话感动了所有人。
By the end of the evening, everyone was filled with gratitude.
聚会结束时，每个人都充满了感激。
They knew that true friendship withstands the test of time.
他们知道，真正的友谊经得起时间的考验。
The farewells were filled with warmth and anticipation.
告别充满了温情和期待。
As they left the restaurant, the moonlight spilled over their faces.
当他们走出餐馆，月光洒在他们的脸上。
Each person promised to stay in touch.
每个人都承诺会保持联系。
The evening stars glittered above, as if witnessing their friendship.
夜晚空中的行星点点闪烁，仿佛在见证他们的友谊。
Everyone went home with a heart full of warmth.
每个人都怀着满满的心灵回家。
Those fleeting moments became their shared, precious wealth.
那些短暂的时光成为了他们共同的宝贵财富。
They eagerly anticipate the next gathering.
他们热切期待着下次的相聚。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。